Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right, so how to remove negativity from your life. So What is negativity? So negativity are negative emotions, they're negative feelings, they're negative experiences, anything negative or anything that you're struggling with throughout your life that maybe you're ready to remove or something that you just want to stop. Now, a lot of the times I see people come on and they talk about, you know, think more positive, be more positive, focus on the positivity, focus on, you know, how great your life is going to be, but they're not telling you how great your life is right now, even with the negativity. So negativity is extreme. Are you denying yourself? That question is compounded. It is infinite. There are numerous ways, but as I'm realizing, in denying myself, I actually identified some other things for somebody else in my life with reference to control. So I am a spiritual mindset coach. My mission in life and has always been in life to help others, to help them heal, to help them with their understanding, to help them feel happy and loved and accepted and free from judgment. But how am I denying them as well? So you take into consideration, you want to help people. You want everybody to be happy, you know, sunshine, rainbows, all of this other stuff. And the amount that you're constantly trying to help that person, are you allowing them to fail? Now, we all know that in times of growth, in times of challenge, in times of negativity, those are our biggest moments and catalysts for our own internal growth. Now, that's growth mindset, that's growth spiritually, that's growth in so many ways, but also energetically. Now, for me, control has come up as a very big issue. I am in control of very different aspects, various different aspects of my own life and that of my family. And when I'm constantly in control and I'm constantly making the decisions and I'm constantly trying to help everybody, am I really allowing them to learn? Am I really allowing them to fall on their face and pick themselves back up again so that they can learn their lessons, grow and move forward? And I realized that my twin flame, my husband of 10 years, has been lacking in control, has been lacking in emotional growth. And I have been enabling him for quite some time on this path. And while that's a good thing because I love him and I want to help him and I want to, you know, encourage happiness and growth, at the same time, I'm not allowing him, by taking that control, I'm not allowing him to crash and pick himself up. I'm not actually allowing him to heal or giving him the tools that he needs to heal in order for his maximal growth. Now, let's go back to how you're denying yourself. So I want you to think about many different variations in my own life and possibly in yours as well, where there are numerous pain points, struggles, feelings of lack, feeling out of control. My biggest thing has always been finances, where I am terrible with finances. I am constantly buying food. And while I don't go and buy a whole bunch of useless stuff, I did have a complex with, I always wanted to buy food because my mother was on welfare and I was never allowed to eat the stuff that I wanted to eat. And it was always an excuse, well, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough money. And I realized as I got into my own adulthood, there have been many instances where I've had enough money and I've spent it. I've either, you know, bought a big screen TV or, you know, bought a new vehicle, bought food that I didn't necessarily need for that week, and then it goes to waste, and just a bunch of different learning lessons. Now, for me, I realized that this path and my inability, well, used to be my inability to control money, is actually a lesson not for myself, but for my husband, for my twin flame, in regards to control. With him, he is the type of person where money brings happiness. Finances bring happiness. Finances remove stress. Finances will provide you with the experiences and the toys and the happiness to do whatever it is that you want to do in life. Now, whereas a lot of that is true, money is not the cause of that happiness. If you're already unhappy with your life, you're not going to create that happiness just because you have money. That's like setting goals and saying, oh, I'm going to lose weight when I become happy. Well, that's probably going to happen. But if you say, oh, well, I'm not going to be happy until I lose weight, you're going to lose weight and then you're going to be unhappy again because there's an underlining issue there. So finding what majority of your struggles are, what they're speaking to, and what they're trying to tell you, because your illness, your struggles, your negative events, your negative emotions, all of those things come down to showing you a moment of growth that you maybe didn't take. Maybe you were supposed to learn how to emotionally balance. Maybe you were meant to learn, you know, a lesson on being true to yourself or being true to others, and you didn't learn that lesson, and then all of a sudden, you know, your life is 20 years later filled with a bunch of negativity and you don't know how to change that. So try to identify what it is that your struggles are showing to you and what kind of growth you need to be making. I hope this made sense. I know I was kind of over and above the board on this one today and kind of going in different various directions, but that's kind of what happens with mindset. You got all these different directions, you're trying to put them all together and it doesn't always work, but for somebody like me, it does work because I find the connections between one issue that causes 20 years of problems. So make sure that you are trying to identify what that cause is. If you are having trouble with that, contact me. We'll book a clarity session and I will see if I can help you find that one cause that's creating all of your issues. Much love, guys. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon. Between what your subconscious mind is projecting out. So how to remove them. So take the next step. Take the next step, leap or jump. So make the change or the decision to move past these feelings with a clear understanding of why you're feeling them. So if, again, the relationship, if you believe that your partner is cheating on you because of a past relationship, stop yourself after you've acknowledged, after you've understand why you're feeling that way, what's causing you to feel that way, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.